One of the first things we worked on is the belief that Hashem created the world. This is a very simple and straightforward belief. What we need to internalize is not deep philosophical debates, nor is it long refutations of evolution. Those are complicated. Belief is a very simple thing, and the simpler it is, the realer it is. Think about a very clear and truthful statement. The sky is blue, right? Now, that's an irrefutable fact, and we've witnessed it, so although it may be night or maybe indoors, we know it to be true. And if someone starts to argue the point with you, and you need to start proving it to be so, and you have all different kind of proofs and explanation why that the actual color of the sky is blue, by furnishing those proofs and contributing to the argument, you're actually diminishing the strength of your belief that the sky is blue. What you probably would rather do, or actually do, is just go outside and tell him, look, there's really nothing to talk about. Look up and you'll see it's blue. And that simplicity is what makes it the most powerful belief. Likewise, with the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and He created the world, the more you complicate the idea with discussion, the less powerful it becomes within ourselves. There is room for discussion, and there's room for deep thought of the proofs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, etc. All that has its place. But when it comes to strengthening a belief, it needs to be something very, very simple. The more we achieve its simplicity, the more we're closer to the truth, to Hashem. We're taught from the youngest age that what has to occupy our minds at the very first moments of the day is Moida ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam shehachzarta b'nishmasi. I acknowledge and I am aware of the fact that I exist only before you, lefanecha. I live before you, I breathe before you, and I'm getting up before you. I recognize that you, the king of the world, who is alive, chai, and exists, v'kayam. These are very, very unique terms to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Chai V'Kayam, the King who is alive and who exists. We don't repeat them anywhere else in davening other than on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's very, very powerful words. Chazal wanted our very first waking moments of the day when our mind hasn't been clouded by anything else, I guess other than sleep, to be full of this thought. Hashem is alive. Hashem exists, and He is the King of the world, and I live before Him. Now, the rest of the day has a foundation to build upon. We can go from this to the next thing, and from mitzvah to mitzvah, tefillah to tefillah, the work of our lives, incorporating this realization and thought into everything that we do. We're doing it lifonecha, in front of Hashem. What Chazal wanted to happen next is that a logical train of thought should develop each and every day. Who woke me up from my sleep? You, Ribbono Shel Olam. Who gave me the strength, health, working back and spine, strong muscles, to be able to get up and stand? It was you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are all addressed in the brachas that Chazal have us say every day. We say them all together, but if you look at the source in the Gemara, Birchas HaShachar were originally said as we did each thing. You get up, you say Hamechem Etzadei Gaver. We woke up, we say Hanoisan Asech Vivina. And think how meaningful these brachas are when they are made as we are appreciating each individual aspect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And that gives us that real feel, that real acknowledgement, clarity, realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. He is real. He is Kayam. And that's what that simple belief needs to be knocked into our hearts. And the heart of a person is referred to in the Torah as Lev HaEven, the heart of stone. It means that we're kind of set in our ways, and it's not easy to make inroads into what is habitual. But Avonim Shachokumayim, a stone can be carved out by drips of water. And which means water is a very, very simple thing, the simplest thing actually. And as those simple thoughts, just repeated again and again, told to ourselves, that eventually worm their way into our heart and change it. We can begin by making reminders for ourselves throughout the day. Perhaps we'd like to take a moment to recognize the reality of Hashem's existence before we daven. A moment before the three times we daven. Maybe before we make brachas. Maybe before we do Berachas HaMazon. There are so many different ways and places where it's appropriate to think this, regardless. And if we take the moment to think it, we start to knock on our heart and insert that machshava, that thought process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He exists, He's here, He is around, He's Kayam, He's Chai, and He's Melech Olam. Once we're successfully doing that, we have to add, we can now think of Hashem's existence for a moment before we eat. And we need to implement strategies to help remind ourselves to think this. We can move on only after we've successfully achieved this. And it's of key importance not to move on to a new step before successfully mastering a previous step. Little by little, when we're ready, we can add. But first, let's get one thing straight. Easy, little, small, before davening, before eating, and then add and add and add. And this can take years. But at some point, we'll turn around and we'll see we actually think about Hashem a large part of the day. And the more we think and more our minds are on that, the more that recognition is here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all around and He exists. And we span more and more times of the day that we're thinking about that and less times that we're kind of forgetting about that. It's going to change our life. It changes it little by little, but every drop that we do makes an indelible imprint on our neshamas and on our hearts. And that gives us that true and simple belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists.